Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
Can Beyonce do it all? Can she do it all? Well, apparently, over the weekend, she performed, to get this, follow the bouncing ball as this goes, okay? Beyonce was in India and over the weekend performed at a pre-wedding ceremony. This wasn't even the actual wedding itself, amongst one of India's wealthiest families, worth an estimated $47 billion.
Huh.
And she performed at this pre-wedding ceremony, and it was pretty much her set from the On the Road 2 tour, just Jay-Z wasn't there.
Wow, it was a full concert?
Yeah.
Usually when somebody has like a corporate event or a private event or something like that, these celebrities will come in and do one or two songs and then blow.
Right. So like Lady Gaga performed at a $10 million wedding in LA last year. And Mariah Carey made $4 million when she performed at a London wedding in 2017.
Who the hell still wanted Mariah Carey that bad?
Oh, that's a great question.
The couple that couldn't afford Gaga.
But rumor has it that Beyonce made $2 million just showing up to perform at this wedding in India.
Wow.
I have a problem with this.
Why?
I don't like when celebrities take money to do from like filthy, filthy rich people to do a teeny tiny little show like this, because there is a big part of me that's like, how much money do you need? It's just furthering the fact that when you are super wealthy, you can literally have anything you want, including Beyonce. And I would prefer that, like, they did shows for their fans, not for people that
would... Well, she does do shows for her fans.
I know. I would like to keep it that way.
So, who are you more mad at? The filthy rich people who can afford this, or the celebrities that do it?
The celebrities that do it.
Okay.
Because, like...
You're ruining it.
A little bit.
You're ruined... Like, I thought you were special.
Well,
And now I know that you can be purchased.
I thought that you performed for your fans. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that the bride and groom are fans, I guess. I don't know. Like, if she knew this couple,
yeah,
I'd be like, okay, that's very cool.
Right.
The fact that there is a price on her, mm-hmm, and the person that has the most money can just have her do whatever they want.
I guess
I thought she was kind of above that.
Me too. I actually would be way more interested to find out what celebrities can't be bought.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
I would have thought that she would have been on that list.
I would have thought Gaga would be on that list.
Well, me too.
John Legend performed at this couple's engagement party.
I would have thought he would too.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much did he get paid?
Doesn't say, but it says
an engagement party, right, too. What the hell is even an engagement party?
I mean, it's a party after
to celebrate the engagement.
To celebrate the engagement?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like something you invite some people over for pizza and beer.
They did. And John Legend just so happened to be performing.
John Legend was one of them.
Well, they even said, like, for this wedding, guests accessed the wedding festivities through a custom app and then traveled to the remote city in India via chartered jets. So just to get there, they had to get you at to just be a guest, right? Just to see this ceremony, you had to get there by a chartered jet.
And the other thing that kind of bugs me is, I would imagine when you're Beyonce, and this is being me being judgy, and I know it's wrong. I would imagine when you're Beyonce, your schedule is out of control busy.
Right.
Here is an opportunity where you've got time off. You're not on tour. Mm-hmm. It's not Beychella. You know, at most, you're practicing for some upcoming thing for 2019.
Right.
Stay home with your family.
Yeah.
You don't need the two mil, bae.
On top of that, too, and this is something that just really chaps my ass about stuff like this, is that it's just really the super wealthy shuffling money between the super wealthy.
Right.
With almost nothing. Now, I don't know anything about the Lady Gaga thing or the John Legend thing, and I... I don't know for a fact that Mariah Carey didn't do this, but it's a safe bet that she didn't. If you are already somebody who's staggeringly wealthy like Beyonce, and somebody who is even more staggeringly wealthy than you is paying you $2 million to do something like this, throw some of it to charity.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
This is the very low rent version of what Beyonce did. But I can be bought. I marry people. Mm. I'll show up at your wedding and I'll be your officiant, and I've done it several times over.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a fee. I just ask you to make a donation to my daughter's charity.
Right.
And that's it. Why doesn't Beyonce do something like this? It actually kind
of,
besides,
she gives a lot of money to charity, but in an instance like this,
but
I
why
would
not
like to
in
see
an instant like this? Why not do in an at the very least, Beyonce, you got a free vacation to India. You
right.
know, you were put up, you were flown there, and I'm sure you were treated like a princess. Why not give the salary, or give the salary to your crew or the union guys that
right.
are making like nothing, especially this close to Christmas, for God's sake.
Yeah.
You know, like if I am doing it, I want to believe Beyonce's better than me. And like,
I would like to believe that too.
There's no reason why the super wealthy pay the just slightly super wealthy exuberant amounts of money for doing something and then hang on to it. It doesn't make any sense. What is she going to do with that $2 million?
I will say this. I don't know that she's not giving any of it to charity. I just haven't read that anywhere. And it seems like we'd probably know.
If she did.
Yes.
I rest my case.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.